Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Review now on the air. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for this, the last full week of October. Shake that with your booty. Wow.
See, I don't know. Shake.
I won't do that.
No, you won't do that.
Why not? Let's do it.
All right. So the story list and the people list that are put together, we put it out on our website, gooddayshow.com, and also it's at talkers.com. Pretty serious stuff, but then most of the time it is serious stuff. The charts include your governor, the swell guy from California, Gavin Newsom.
Going he's your shadow president.
Yeah, right, exactly. He went to China to straighten everything out.
Mm. And he also reignited an old scandal for himself. This is something you may not have heard. You want a little
yes, the inside Jennifer Horn hosts the mornings in Los Angeles on KRLA, so she's always in on the California gossip. All right, go for it.
We like to say we got the tea on Newsom. So if you, think back in your mind till 2020. COVID's here. Everybody's freaking out.
Right.
And everybody is trying to get PPE. Remember, everybody was trying to get, like, masks and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And China, also, if you remember, bought up a whole bunch of it so that they could try to make deals with countries like France to bring Huawei, their communications hub, into the country. I mean, they're using it for their own benefit, is what I'm
saying. What a shock. China did that?
Right.
No.
So,
really?
Gavin Newsom decided he was going to go it alone without the federal government because there was no love lost, even though he and Trump say that they get along and blah, blah, blah. But Trump's president at the time, so Newsom decides he's going to go it alone, and he gets a deal for masks from a company in China, wink, 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 CCP ties, called BYD, Build Your Dreams. It's an electric bus company that used to be in Los Angeles that would have so many problems when it first launched. Like, they were like driving off the road. Like, the buses were not functional.
Off the bridge.
But Gavin Newsom was like, you know what? Hey, they make terrible buses. Maybe they can make masks. So he gave them $1.4 billion of California taxpayer money for a mask, which translated to about $3.50 per mask, which was not a great deal. And his lobbyist, who donated a ton to his campaign, their top lobbyist for BYD, of course, there's the big connection. So when Gavin Newsom went to China this week, he was pictured inside a $160,000 electric vehicle designed by none other than, you guessed it, BYD, the company that gave $1.4 billion to for masks. How about that?
Slime wad he is.
I mean, it's just, it's gross, right? And then you go, okay, why would he be so interested in this company? And then you see, oh, one of his top donors is the top lobbyist for this. I mean,
and I'm sure that he didn't pay for the paint, sitting in deck. There it is. He didn't pay for his own ticket to go to China.
No, that's the taxpayers of California, because he's there on official business trying to tackle climate change.
And so he went to Israel on his way over there. What was the official business there? Supporting Jews in California? What was that?
Well, we do have, I mean, it's not as high as like New York State, but we do have a very large Jewish population.
Yeah.
And I don't mind him going there, but it's just so obvious because, I mean, remember the last time Biden went out of town, Newsom went to Washington, D.C. and measured his office. You remember that? Remember the picture? Checking the drapes, probably.
Oh,
my God. What kind of chair he wants to bring in. So, I mean, if you don't think that this is the plan, that they're going to helicopter in Gavin Newsom at the convention, forget voting, forget elections. I mean, it's just very obvious that this is what he's ramping up for. And he even got some attacks, though, for being in China from Democrats, because he didn't mention any of the human rights violations, the Uyghur Muslims, the work camps that the Chinese government has when he met with President Xi. So he's actually, if he wants to be president, he's now getting held accountable like Joe Biden would as the real president. I can't believe I just said that. But he's getting the same kind of pressure. Like, you can't just go over there. And Newsom's saying, well, let's unfreeze our relationship with China. What? They want to eat our lunch. You better be aware of their threat.
He's the most anti-American candidate. I was thinking about Joe. He's the president in resident. That's my Joe. No, not mine and not yours. If you're, I was going to say if you're smart, that's a value judgment. You have to figure it out on your own. Meanwhile, speaking of Gavin Newsom and what was in his closet that caused the recall, how quickly we forget the recall, Gavin Newsom, if it were not for Larry Elder getting in and giving him somebody to attack or to focus on instead of himself, he'd have been thrown out of office. But along comes Larry, poor Larry.
They
who,
also
by
have
the
a
way,
different Common Core math when they count recall signatures around California. I don't know. It's sort of like they went through the public school system here.
Yep. So Larry, by the way, had announced a while back he was going to run for president, and now he has ended his campaign. The disappointing thing here is that he endorsed Donald Trump. Why do you feel like he had to endorse anybody? I guess that would
why
be...
Why wouldn't you?
You and I are friends. You're much closer to him than I am.
I mean, here's the thing. When you drop out and you're a candidate, typically candidates will give their support to another candidate.
Yeah.
And he was with Trump yesterday. No, he was with Trump yesterday, and he gave him his book and visited with him in Palm Beach and gave him his endorsement. And I think it's clear that Trump is, by and large, the front runner. Larry has been very consistent about not running against Trump, about sharing his own story and staying in his lane. So I don't think it's a surprise at all.
All right, so there have been others, but they were not well known anyway. People who had at first said,
Perry
okay,
Johnson,
I think I'll
what
run.
Are you talking about?
Who's your what?
Perry Johnson dropped out this week, too.
Yeah, who's he?
Thank you.
Yeah, a congressman from Texas named Will Hurd is out. Francis Suarez.
I mean, he didn't even get a pop when
Miami.
He got in.
Nah, I mean, these people, nobody knows who they are. What a waste of time. They're all looking for jobs, though. That's really why they're there.
Well, Will Hurd not with Trump. Will Hurd ran because he hates Trump.
Well, but Larry would get a job. Trump would give him a job doing something.
Yeah, I think Larry would be great.
What would he be good at? What would be a good job for Larry Elder?
I don't think Larry would be a terrible vice president for Trump, actually.
Huh.
I could see that.
Yeah, actually. Yep. Then we'd get invited to the White House, maybe.
There you go. Hey, right? I'm already going, baby.
No, I know you are. I'm not. I wouldn't be invited no matter what. All right, so anyway, that's the story with Larry Elder, and we kind of tied it to news. And number nine this week, the continuing war in the Ukraine. Looks like with the new, and we'll talk about the election of Mr. Johnson as the House Speaker later on, because that's number one this week, not to be a spoiler, but that's the number one story. It's so, according to talkers. So the Republicans have kind of put a chokehold on the AIDS package. There's a bunch of different ones, $100 billion for this, that, and the other thing, the Israelis and a bunch of other stuff, including Ukraine.
Well, he pushes, you know, like everybody loves to in D.C. They love to just chew things together. So
right. Throw
it was a certain amount of money for Israel. It was a certain amount of money for Ukraine. And then for those people who thought they would that the Republicans wouldn't come along on this, they'll put some money in there for the border. I mean, it's just it should all be handled separately. And what's outrageous is that Biden's asking for more money for Ukraine than he is for Israel at this moment. And
So what is the connection, do you suppose? Who's over in Ukraine that's influencing Hey, Joe Biden, or who's in it? His administration.
Don't forget, the whole reason Trump was impeached and many of the connections to Joe Biden's story about his crime family is that he got a DA fired in Ukraine because his kid wanted it because he was working for Burisma. And Burisma wanted to get was getting investigated by this DA. And so Biden got him fired and bragged about it publicly on stage because it benefited his son. So he's had connections to Ukraine for a while, which is why Trump called Zelensky that first time and said, hey, did you know this was going on? And then Democrats impeached him for it.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is deep. It runs deep and it runs for a while. I would say that we don't want to leave Ukraine to dry because we, as Americans, made a commitment if they did not pursue nuclear weapons that we would protect them.
Help them, right.
We did make the commitment. But you have to ask for accountability, because this is a country and an area of the world that has a ton of corruption in it. And you're seeing that the money is going all sorts of places, and you want to make sure that the money's actually going where you want it to go if we are going to fund it. So the one thing I love about this new speaker, I know that we'll get to this, but he did an interview with Hannity this week, and he said, I'm separating. I want to separate all of these aid packages. I want to do Israel. I want to do Ukraine. And he says, and I want to make sure that we have oversight, because in the past, with the previous bills that we've approved, there's been very little ability for Congress to see where the money is going. And I think that's right. That's fiscally responsible, and it's right. And forget the politics for a second. I think most people in the country would agree that that's the right step forward. Verify where your money goes. Doesn't seem like, you know, brain surgery.
No? You sure?
No, I think so.
I don't know about that. I think we'll have to hold those things up for public judgment. All right,
sure,
so
we'll find a way to disagree. Right. I'm always certain of that.
Number 7 and number 6 having to do with crime and immigration. I don't know that there's anything. I haven't heard any program talking about this week because it got sidelined with all the other stuff.
I was talking about crime.
Well,
actually, I've been talking about both of these things because
they're connected.
Well, they are connected. Yes, people coming in can commit crimes and all of that, but the border is such a huge issue because you've got Iran.
But he's going back to what he'll tell you. He's going back to what Trump was doing. I'm doing exactly what my predecessor it did. Well, I'm a hero.
Not yet. And we haven't seen the change yet. I mean, there are lines up of people. You can see them every single day on social media. It's crazy. But the thing that's more important than ever is that you've got the threat that Iran says they want to wipe out the United States if we continue to stay involved with Israel. And if that's the case, they're going to use our southern border, and they already have, to bring in Hamas and Hezbollah and all of these different terrorist organizations that are going to come through our southern border and create little cells here in our country. And we are idiots. We are hitting ourselves in our own rear ends by having this open border.
I'm not, and you're not.
I know.
We're aware of what's going on. We just have no leadership.
That's right.
We have Susan Rice, who's influencing pretty much every decision that's made in the White House. And for whatever the reason, this is the thing that I get down to the root of this. What is in it for these people other than, okay, they'll all vote for us because we made it easy for them to get in? Is it that simplistic? Is it that simple? Maybe it is. But none of it's good. There's no way you can look at any of this stuff and think that there's something good that comes of it, because there's not any number of ways of looking at it. 18 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. It's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you, Elizabeth Miller, here from Calitrin.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, social media now. In each hour of the Good Day program, Jay and I and Jennifer, when she's here, she struggles to be here now these days because she's more important. She's the big-time host, number one personality in Los Angeles on KRLA. So, listen, once in a while, she says, hey, I think I'll go see my old friend Doug and talk to my dear friend Jay on the
very busy and important.
Very important. All right, so anyway, the number eight story on the story list is the 42 states' attorneys general suing Meta. They should just sue him for on general principles. But this
just for stinking.
Yeah, exactly. But this is a suit aimed at protecting youngsters from some of the stuff. And you know, they're going to say, well, we have no direct control on this stuff, which is a bunch of bunkum. So what comes out of this, though, even if the states win, it's like a Trump suit. He'll appeal it until the end of never. So, you know, you wonder, other than making people aware of what's going on, if they're not already, and if they aren't, they're bad parents. But, you know, what else comes out of this, frankly, except recognition and a story, right? Think about it.
It almost feels like it's too far gone.
Yeah. Then there's X launching an early version of video and audio calling. Is this like Zoom?
Yeah, they want to be a nonstop shop for everything online. Yeah.
Well, Zoom is, I think, a Chinese company, but of all of the Google thing, that doesn't work well. Zoom thing works the best.
But with, WhatsApp, can you do video calling on that? I believe you could do video calling on that one, too.
Doesn't that belong to Meta? WhatsApp?
I think so. I believe so, yeah. So they're trying to get in on doing all of their own stuff.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, well, let's see what happens with that. All right, some of the stories that our listeners have been following this week on Good Day. Jay, do you want to do the honors?
Sure. Jeff Tolton is following the USS Bataan heading for Israel. His nephew is a Marine on that ship.
Ah. Well, there are a lot of the SS Gerald Ford is there. The Eisenhower is there. Those are the two big aircraft carriers. They want to leave no doubt in the minds of those who would do us harm, or the Israelis harm, that we're there to blow them to kingdom come if they do that. Interesting is we're talking about the war in the Middle East, but Jennifer kind of hit one of the nails on the head with the suggestion that a lot of the bad guys are coming through our porous borders, especially on the south, who will not do us well. So anyway, that's one angle. Okay, who else we got here?
Jay? Laura Francis is glad that there's a new speaker in the House who is in support of America First and We the People, and hopes and prays that that actually happens.
What does that mean? America for We the People. What the hell does that mean?
In charge. It likes the Constitution. He's a constitutional attorney. That's his background.
I'm not excited, as you can tell.
Oh, I think he's going to be absolutely fabulous. I'm so excited. I'll tell you why, actually. I think there's good later on. It's good.
Yeah, good. All right. Let's see. Who's next on the front here, Jay?
Skew is focused on the congressman pulling the fire alarm, essentially disrupting the vote, who is facing charges now.
Yeah, he went to court. Yeah.
So what does he get for, as punishment? What if he gets found guilty, what does he... They're not going to send him to jail for that.
No. They just had to do it because people were like, why didn't he get in trouble?
Yeah. All right. Who else has got something to say?
States are right, Congress and their inabilities, half of them anyway. And Maine, another white guy with mental health issues and a gun. Now families are just never going to be the same, and that is completely accurate. And I believe the manhunt is still going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the countdown, because it does require more time than we have here. All right, let's get one other comment in from a listener, if we can, please.
Greg Donahoe says, good that the House will be getting back to work with a newly elected speaker. Hopefully this fiasco will give pause to any member thinking of making a motion to vacate in the future.
All right, our social media handle is at Good Day Networks for all of the social media. Help yourself. This is the Talk Radio Reviewer, 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. The shelter-in-place order has been canceled, but hunting has been banned in cities around where the body was found. Israel is still at war with the Iranian-backed terror group Hamas after it launched surprise attacks on Israel earlier this month. Mark Regev is a senior advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He joins Fox News and says Hamas is committing war crimes.
What is new about Hamas is they don't hide their crimes. They take pride in their crimes and they parade their crimes.
More than 1,400 Israelis and over 7,000 Palestinians have been killed in the conflict. Thanks for listening. It's much appreciated. Tim Berg, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we're back with the continuing focus on the stories of the week and the people, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine last full week of October the 23rd to the 27th. Jennifer Horn is now here with Doug Steffen on this review that we do every week as a companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I kind of want to get to number three here, and Donald Trump and all of the stuff going on, kind of embarrassing things. He got up at the one of the trials, said, "I'm out of here." And it's so childish.
Well, it's not embarrassing if you feel like you're in the right. I mean, the thing is, he got his lawyers, and nobody's talking about this in regular media.
You can always find, I just throw this stuff at you, you can always find something good.
Well, get this, though, in the trial, well, and that's just true with life, right? I mean, life is not just a one-way street.
It kind of goes a little overboard. There's a little much. I mean, there's stuff about him that's good, and there's stuff about him. But this guy's not a god.
I'm here to help your yang, okay? Because
you're
a little yangy there, sir.
I'm a little more than a little yangy. But go ahead.
One of the things this week that nobody was talking about is that Michael Cohen, his former lawyer, remember, that went to jail for
his life. I
can't
figure out which side he's on at the moment.
Oh, he hates Trump.
Other than his own side. But didn't he change his thing this week? Something changed.
Because he admitted he lied under oath about Trump.
Isn't that wonderful?
So, you know what? Pardon the president for going, okay, so I'm here because this guy told you X, Y, Z, and then my lawyer just got you to admit under oath that you lied about it. I mean, it's just, this is the craziness. It feels very coordinated. It feels this week with his advisors, everybody coming out saying, oh, his legal team is turning on him. First of all, this was a team of lawyers who was advising him about fraud that they found in the election and came to him about that. And by the way, they took a deal because they had the government sitting on their shoulders, not because of anything. Sidney Powell, who is the lawyer, and this was one of the stories this week about Trump, Sidney Powell took a deal. And so the media runs with, Sidney Powell turns on Trump, takes a deal. Do you know that she was charged with like 6 or 7 felonies by the DA in Fulton County, Fannie Willis, and one misdemeanor? They dropped every felony charge against her if she would plead guilty to the one misdemeanor charge. So Of course, anybody in their right mind would say, yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So here's what's really going on here. The one side is so hell-bent on doing what they think they have to do to discredit Trump, to embarrass him, to put him in jail, whatever it is, to prove that he's a liar, that they go way beyond the beyond, and they shoot themselves in the foot, and so they look as silly as he does, or vice versa.
But nobody wants to see it, and that's the real problem.
Well,
look, I love this country.
That's partially him, though. Well, he's got to take some of the responsibility because of his attitude, not his accomplishments. But he acts like a jerk.
They would do that to anybody. Look at what they did to Larry Elder.
I'm not suggesting. Well,
they would do it to everybody. They want to rip him apart.
But Larry didn't give him a good reason to. Trump does. That's the difference.
But they still ripped Larry apart as the point.
I understand that. And I listen. Nobody
want to come after you.
I like Larry Elder a lot, and I would have voted for him if I could have in some way, shape, or form. But that's not the way it apparently is going to go. It doesn't work that way. So in the meantime, Donald Trump uses his Truth Social platform to accuse the judge of being a radical leftist. And then I guess was that after the judge, what's his name, Ingerman, fined Trump $10,000 for violating the gag order, mm-hmm. which you knew he was going to do.
Of course.
As soon
and
as it was the gag,
being
he was going
to
violate
that's
that.
Constitutional to give a gag order on a trial to someone who doesn't think they're guilty.
The best part of the email, however, this is where Trump, you know, is whether he's a genius and knows it or is just him, he likened the case against Michael Cohen and how he, you know, he was a fixer for Trump. Let's put it the way it was. He was a fixer. So Cohen confesses on the stand to lying in court. So Trump says, this is just like an episode of Perry Mason. Anyway, Petty Mason or Perry Mason, one or the other. I think he wrote Petty and he meant Perry. I think that's what
or he, maybe he was funny, Petty Mason.
Yeah, right. Could have been, yeah. So, anyway. Okay, let's keep moving along here. Other than Larry getting out of the presidential race, the situation with Israel and Hamas, it gets worse by the moment instead of better. The United States struck two facilities linked to Iran, and the militias that were in Syria with the attacks that are coming from Iran. I don't understand why the Iranian people don't, because they don't like the Ayatollah. They don't like any of this
stuff.
They're
scared. Right.
And
there's also a lot of ideology. So they may not like their leadership, but there's also a lot of ideology that's been punched into their head. I can't tell you how, so I've been doing these little reel videos because I've been trying to kind of up my game
on social
media.
You mean as a podcast, sort of? Yeah.
No, just little reels on Instagram. So, like, you know, 90-second videos just talking about different things.
Oh, okay.
And I did this real, what I thought was kind of an, like, pretty
I do say so myself.
Video. I mean, no, yeah. Low key. So it showed, yeah. It said this weekend in Israel, and it showed a bunch of explosions in Gaza and all that. This weekend in Iraq, and it shows that we have to bring out the people out of our embassy. This weekend in Lebanon shows the picture of that. And then it says this weekend in Delaware, and you see Joe and Jill walking down the beach like they don't have a care in the world. And that was my little reel this week. Doug, I was surprised because, you know, and this is where I think we all need to understand where people are coming from. I've heard about anti-Semitism before, obviously.
Yep.
We all have. We know it's real. But to what extent, I had no idea until I posted that video. And I was called the C word. I was called all kinds of names.
Because of being supportive of
Israel. Oh, God. I was told that my day is coming, that, like, basically threatening me. Free Palestine. The Palestinian people are the ones who are really suffering. Like, I mean, because it kind of actually
I guess in a way you can make that argument to a point.
I got about 20,000 views on it, and I'm telling you, so many people are writing now saying they hate the Jews. It sickened me because as someone who's not Jewish, I guess I don't see the full force of it every single day. And it just kind of opened my eyes because, man, oh, man, this is not even about the two-state solution. This is not about...
No, this goes back to...
This is about a terrorist
attack. Thousands of... Well, the Israeli... The problem with Jews goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But here's something for you to consider that I don't think you and I talked about when you were on with me on Monday. I put forth a sort of an overview, historical overview. I'd forgotten about this until my son and I were talking about it at lunch last Sunday, the reality of what happened when the United Nations was formed. Remember, after World War II, the United States was flying high. Yeah. Had it not been for the United States, we'd all be living in a very different world. Mm-hmm. And so we won World War II. And we loved Eisenhower, and we pushed the various doctrines forward, including the formation of the United Nations. It was aimed at not being as bad as the League of Nations after World War I. They basically were so retaliatory against, especially the Germans, that they, in essence, sowed the seeds of World War II. They gave Hitler a platform. So fast forward to the end of the war and the United States being the number one global power, and the idea of coming up with the United Nations was ours, in league with a lot of European states that wanted to, at least on the outside, not have the world have the same attitude as victors as was the case after World War I. So we're trying to help people. But in all of that, the United States wants to have influence bases. They want to have some secure place to keep their eye on what's going on in the Middle East, because the Russians at the time were extending their influence into the area. So there are those who theorize that Israel was formed because the United States wanted bases there, and it was a good place to have the bases. Now, whether you believe that, whether you agree with it or you don't agree with it, it's an awfully good argument. And when you think about it that way, it sort of separates the thing that made me think about it was when you were just talking about the Palestinians and how people hate the Jews. What we did was set the Jews up, or the Israelis, up for this kind of thing. I mean, you can argue that because we wanted the state there, that it has created, and so we have to protect them because this was our idea in the first place. There were a lot of people, you used to laugh at me when, you know, I was describing Israel as about the same size as the state of New Jersey. Maybe we should bring all the Israelis over to America, put them in New Jersey or someplace, and that would fix what's going on in the Middle East. And there are a lot of people who have taken that, not because I came up with it, but the serious side of it is, where else would you put them at this point?
Right.
So, at any rate, there's all of this stuff and where it goes and what it leads to. You gave Iran. The Iranians are worse, frankly, you could argue. Hamas is a movement. Iran is a country. And the leadership in Iran is so sick. They're so full of hatred. You know, you can see all of the disturbances around the world and the opportunistic approach that the Russians had, let's say, to Ukraine, or the Chinese have to Taiwan, or whatever. And then you could say, well, look back at the history of the Britain, of the British Empire, and they did the same thing. I don't think, you know, people say, well, we did it too because we colonized those areas in the Mediterranean, I mean, in the Caribbean, and all the areas out in the South Pacific. But it wasn't like we were going after countries. I don't know. I throw that out there because I think it's worth consideration, frankly. So, anyway. The election
got a new
of...
speaker.
Yeah, I want to go in that direction, yeah. I don't know. I was, as you know, I was a fan of McCarthy.
I was a fan
MacArthur.
Of MacArthur.
So, you know, the whole business of what's going on with the Republicans and, again, the certification of Trump, this guy loves Trump, Johnson, that's got to stop.
Don't let that just define him, though, because this guy, I didn't know much about him, admittedly, and I've done a deep dive into him.
Yep.
Former talk radio guy.
Yeah,
so he's one of us, which makes him uber qualified for everything.
I don't know if he's one of us, but
he's one of us.
Like Mike Pence did the same thing. A lot of people have done
talk radio
programs,
exactly.
Because the managers of stations think the only thing people want to listen to on the radio is talk about politics, which is Not true either, but that's another subject. Go ahead.
But he also was an attorney for the Alliance Defending Freedom, which is, I think, a great organization of lawyers that fight for constitutional rights of people. And so he was for, I think, 15 years. He was a lawyer for ADF. He's a constitutional attorney. He is also, as I mentioned, former talk radio, and then he went into Congress. And what I've heard from people that I trust in Congress, I have a pretty good friend that is on my show, and he represents a district out here. I said, all right, so what do we think? And he was getting appalled by how long this was taking for Republicans. But he said, Jen, this is someone who doesn't have, he's going to be an excellent leader. He's really good at taking issues. He's very fair, but he doesn't have a lot of the fundraising power that everybody else did. But you know what? I think that that's great. This is someone who's unknown, who's going to go and perform, and I think he's going to be a good, he's going to do a good job.
All right, well, let that be the final word in this portion of the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. It's, what do we have, 8:48 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories of the week, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. At number 10, Governor Newsom traveling to China. At number 9, the war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. Number 8, a big story this week, 42 states are suing Meta, home of Facebook. Number 7, crime. Number 6, the migrant situation. Number 5, the presidential race. Who are the contenders? Number 4, the mass shootings in Maine. Wow, what a can of worms that is. And speaking of can of worms, number 3 is the Trump legal stuff. Number 2, the war in the Middle East. And number 1, the new House Speaker. That's the way the story list shapes up from Talkers Magazine this week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You can find our list, the charts, if you will, at both the GoodDayShow.com website and Talkers.com. On the people list this week, Vladimir Putin. Did he or didn't he have a serious heart attack? Gavin Newsom is number 9. RFK is number 8. Well, RFK Jr. Let's see. Robert Card's number 7. Benjamin Netanyahu is number 6. Mike Johnson is in the 5th position on the people list from Talkers. Jenna Ellis is number 4. Michael Cohen and Arthur Engeren, both of them involved in the Trump stuff, at number 3. Trump himself is 2. And Joe Biden is number one with some interesting accusations hurled at him this week. So that's the list, the people list, for the week of October 23rd to the 27th, according to the research done by all the staff at Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Number four this week is the situation in Maine. The mass shooting there. A lot of people on social media certainly have a lot to say about this. There's a frantic search going on as we do this program. The perpetrator has not been found yet. There's a sweeping search going on, not only in Maine, but all around New England.
Canada. They were saying that they thought maybe he could have gone to the Canadian border.
Yep.
But what was strange, and as we go to press with this show, as we record this show, on Thursday night, there was a big police activity around his home. Robert Card is the suspect's name. He's 40 years old.
Yep.
So they had surrounded his house, and gosh, I know this is not the right time, but the leaves were... Did you see the leaves on this?
How beautiful
street?
They were.
Oh, sorry. I have fall envy because I live in Los Angeles.
I have. Well, we have this just beginning to change here on my farm. The leaves are, because it's been so much rain late in the season, but they're very, at this point, they've become very colorful. All right, meanwhile, back
in
to
any case, so they surround his house and they're screaming, come out, we know you're intimidated, come out. So everybody thought that they had found this guy.
No.
But it turns out that they didn't, and there was a report even of, like, explosion sounds. I thought for sure maybe they found him and he was just dead inside, because if he really was trying to get away, what kind of guy goes home, you know?
Yeah,
And the thing is that you're dealing with a lot of mental illness here, and they knew about this. This is one of those ones where we're going to go... This should have been the warning sign. He actually was threatening a he's first of all a reservist, and I think a national guardsman. He has weapons training, a weapons instructor. He's a survivalist, and he talked about wanting to go shoot up an army base in Maine or military base in Maine. And the military got a hold of this, knew it, put him into a facility this summer for 2 weeks, and then what? I mean, 2 weeks in and out, that doesn't necessarily
solve. That's so damned irresponsible. What's the matter?
Right.
It's ridiculous. This is such bad leadership. What's the matter with you? Get some brass. Well, take the damn guns away from the guy.
Well, and not only that, the guns, but also get the guy some treatment. We do such a bad job of that
awful.
In this country. And
we're
so
really
if somebody is
apart.
Telling you and screaming for help, listen to them. Why don't we listen to these people?
All right, so the revised list here, 18 people dead, 13 injured. He went into a bowling alley, and then he went into a restaurant. I theorized early on when I saw this because I've been watching what's going on in Lewiston, central Maine community, real kind of down Mainers, but a lot of the down Mainers have moved out because it's become a haven of Somalians. There are, last time I had a number, 4,000 some odd Somalians have moved into Maine, into Lewiston. The first ones went there, a lot of benefits that they got, you know, the usual story of people and they congregate in one area. And so I don't, who knows what the real.
I don't know that had much to do. I saw a lot of
I may or may not have.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it like depresses the area or something, but I saw people who were talking. It didn't appear that way, but I really do think that this is mental illness and not racially driven. I saw one guy who said he was in there for like, it was a kids' bowling league night on Thursday.
But you can trip the light fantastic with any number of things.
Well, they were also saying at this small town that these two places were kind of the hub of where most people would be on a night, essentially.
Yeah. Right.
And so if you wanted to bring in a lot of pain, you'd go to the populated places. And one guy actually ran, when he heard the shooting, ran down the bowling lane into the pin area and climbed up on the machine to hide. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's really under the circumstances, man. This
you got to think about it.
Another
know,
embarrassment in the history of our country.
But also protect yourself. Hide.
Yeah,
you
well, there's a practical side to this,
this is what
for
you
sure.
always think. Repeat to yourself, run, hide, fight. Those are the three things that you have to remember in that order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, I'm looking at some of the victims, the people who were there, the seven who were killed in the bowling alley. Just, you know, look like, you know, they're because they are just regular folks. They didn't know this guy. This guy didn't know them, and he didn't, and they didn't know him. But for whatever the reason, I'm looking at some of these people, my God. It's a lady named Tricia Acelin, who was 53. She worked for a recreation company that owned the bowling alley. And she was one of the first ones. She apparently was at the counter, and when she picked up the phone, she called 911, and that's when she was shot. So it's just kind of just sick. Oh, man, this guy. All right, so there it is, a review of what's going on. Sorry to end on a sad note. 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.